pretty. Everybody needs to get a connection to hard work. Because of the respect that I have, and so do the rest of us here, Jennifer and Richie, we've invited Mike Rowe. Many of you know him as the creator and host of the Discovery Channel's Emmy-nominated show, Dirty Jobs. So, Mike, how come you didn't win at the Emmys last night? Were you there?
Life is full of disappointment, my friends. Full of disappointment. Somehow I'm going to have to dig in deep and find the strength to go out there into the real world without my tuxedo and face another
thing. Yeah, you'll be okay. And now, your tuxedo, if you're working, is there a dirty tuxedo that you can wear? And that's another thing, by the way. Everybody thinks because I, as a little bit of disclosure here, Mike, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I don't, I'm a dairy farmer. If you went to my website, you'd see me on the tractors doing all the stuff that's required. I have a real herd, 300 and some odd dairy cows, and so it's a real deal. And I spend my time when I'm not doing my radio stuff working on the farm. And all through my life, it's been a thread, and I like it. And so I'm now thinking back to you and Mike Rowe and what Mike's all about. When did you first get your hands dirty?
Oh, for me, I guess it started on a farm as well. Not as big as yours. We had what I remember is kind of a fake farm up in the suburbs of Baltimore. We had access to a couple hundred acres. We didn't own it, but nobody else could develop it. Uh-huh. And so my granddad, who lived next door, built us a barn, and we got some horses, we got some pigs, got a few cows, got a couple of gardens going. And just because of where I was geographically, they managed to create this little bubble. I thought I was Huck Finn until I was about 12 years old. Truth is, I probably lived about a mile and a half from the city line. But, you know, it was a great place to get dirty. It was a great place to, you know, watch men who understand how to work, and women too, of course. But these guys, my granddad in particular, he was just one of those people who you probably know, not by name, but, you know, dropped out of the eighth grade to work, and by the time he was 35, master electrician, master plumber, you know, architect, mechanic, steam fitter, pipe fitter, he was that guy.
I want to thank you. You've been responsible for the theme of the day. Often on this program, we get off onto tangents. And because of the video of the day that we posted at DougStephan.com, I get off onto one of my toots. And I do this with frequency because I'm annoyed there are so many people unemployed when we have so many jobs available. It's a whole thing, and I don't want to get political. And I don't know that this is. There's a philosophical thing here about people not wanting to do the work. And I'm not sure whether it's actually true or not, because we've gotten such a hazy, fuzzy picture from the news media as to whether we really need the illegals to do a lot of the dirty work. Americans won't do the dirty work. How do you think that all shakes out?
Well, I'm not political either, but I can tell you that, in my opinion, most of the things that I hear discussed about as topics at the top of people's lungs really aren't problems in and of themselves. They're symptoms. You know, unemployment's a symptom. The skills gap is a symptom. The crumbling infrastructure is a symptom. This disconnect most Americans have with their food, it's a symptom of a broken relationship with their farmers.
Yeah.
And the disconnected relationship we have with work, that's also a symptom of the fact that, you know, when I grew up, and I'm guessing the same is true for you all, there was always a mechanic who lived either in the building or somewhere down the block, or a farmer, or a tradesman, or just somebody who was in our face every day reminding us that there's a class of the workforce who makes sure that civilized life goes on. And we were, once upon a time, so completely gobsmacked and blown away in awe of people like my granddad, you know, and the people I'm talking about, that there was never even a thought for the need for some sort of PR initiative to, you know, get these guys back in the spotlight. But today, you know, trade schools, community colleges, those places are there to absolutely bridge a gap and create tons of training, but no one really talks about them the way they used to because they've become an alternative to something else, something much more expensive with a four-year degree that unfortunately isn't working out.
Is there something that you can identify, you think, where that shift happened?
I think, you know what, if it were simple, like a thing, somebody would have already written a book about it. I suspect it's more like a couple of generations of a steady message pushing forward about what a good job is. We're not really talking about jobs. I mean, they're in the headlines everywhere, but it always seems like the bigger conversation is, well, what makes the job good? And our standards for what good is have gone through the roof. And understandably, we're very hesitant to pull back on things that diminish the quality of our life. But look, we're in the global economy. It's a giant world. It's very, very difficult to maintain an equilibrium. And so this conversation is going to happen. What makes a good job good? How much security? How much risk? You know, all these fundamental things. You said it before. It's not really a conversation about commerce. It's about philosophy. It's about value. You know, the last time somebody asked me to sum it up, it was actually a senator from West Virginia, Jay Rockefeller, I think, said, you know, how do you square the skills gap with high unemployment? And all I could think to say was, you know, it's not a mystery. We get what we value. Mm-hmm. TV is like government. Whatever we like or whatever we have, it's pretty much what we deserve.
We had this conversation last week just about this country and not being able to manufacture or make things, create things. Now we sell, we buy, we buy low, sell high, blah, blah, blah. And our ability to manufacture goods and just really be inventive and create a plant that builds a thingamajigget and get dirty, it's going overseas. Just like being a plumber, being an electrician, everybody thinks that they have to be the one who buys and sells instead of the one who actually gets down there and creates.
Well, there's something very natural in our DNA that makes us want something better for our kids. The problem is we haven't really had the conversation about what better means. But you're right. Because we haven't had the conversation, we've kind of lapsed into this default position. You got blue collar, you got white collar, mm-hmm. Then you've got this giant gap in between.
Yeah.
So, you know, when people really sit down with their kids to try and figure out, okay, a career in engineering, plumbing, steam fitting, mechanics, what does that look and feel like? Well, we've got an image in our head, and it's just not nearly as sexy as the investment banker or the Silicon Valley software guru or
The media has taught us we can all be rich. We just have to do what the guy who's got the blue suit on, he's our model. Everybody's going to be just like him. And it's not, it's the news media and the media in general creating this image that's false.
Mike, when you go out for dirty jobs and you're an apprentice for some of these jobs, which God, I don't know how you do some of them, but the guys who are doing the jobs that you are working with, do they look down at their kids and go, I want you to be better than I am. I want you to go to college and do something different. Or do they look down at them and say, you know what, son, being a plumber is a great job, and I really think that you should look at it.
I'm suspicious to speak too much for anybody other than me in a very general way. There's huge pride in these industries, huge, huge pride. But I think maybe the more telling example is what happens to me every day when I walk through an airport. A lot of people stop and chat about the show, for which I'm grateful, but there'll always be a guy who's about my age. Yesterday, he was coming out of the ceiling here at JFK. He was working on a sprinkler system. And he said, Mike, you know what, man? I love your show. Watch it every Tuesday with the wife and kids because it really pays an honest tribute to guys like me. I say, thanks. I walk 10 feet further. There's another guy, also my age. He's dressed for the nines. He's going down to Pine Street or Wall Street or somewhere. He looks great. Got a $4,000 suit. And he says, Mike, I just wanted to tell you, love your show. Watch it with the wife every Tuesday night and the kids. And it's so much fun. And I get to say to my kids, look, see what happens if you don't go to college?
Wow.
Dude, you missed the point. But the problem is, it doesn't make any sense for me to get angry with that guy because he's the bulk of the country.
Yeah,
and you know, you
that's
can get
to be, you're be angry about that. Jobs.
Well, I mean, I chuckle because look, who am I? I'm a guy with a TV show. I need viewers. I don't much care really what you think or why you watch. I just think it's interesting for all of us today to know that here's a show that's done really well for 7 years, and some people can watch it and find an inspirational tale, and others can look at it and see a cautionary message. And that's fundamentally what we're disconnected from as a people, I think, on a larger level.
Thanks to Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. Pretty interesting, isn't it? I don't know how all the pieces fit together there. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
The Good Day program. Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. We'll talk for a few minutes about these air show crashes. There's a poll today at DougSteffen.com. You may want to check out your feelings about the not just what happened there, but what the fix is. Also, alert, medical alert time in the next half hour. The FDA wants to ban your supplements. We'll talk about that 21 after on Good Day.
We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Movie stars the most recognizable actor of all time.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Is that John Wayne?
What a rocket scientist.
I don't know, Pelican.
Roberta, why don't you just crawl back under whatever rock and roll
you are so funny.
So, a wild guess here, but from the looks of your odd hair, I'm guessing you're Italian?
Life is no different from anyone else. The morning mail brought a letter to the Kingfisher's home.
George, ain't that a wonderful letter? My sister in Philadelphia is inviting me to come over there right away and spend the entire summer with her.
Yeah, the United States Mail is a great institution. They do a lot of good in this world. Just think, for 3 cents, something wonderful like this happens. Where can you get a bargain like that?
Mailman's second round this afternoon, he drops another letter at the home of the Kingfish.
George, I just got a letter from my brother Alonzo, who lives in North Carolina. He's coming up here and wants to spend the summer here at the house.
The quicker the government closes up the United States mail, the better off everybody's going to be. All the mail is used for is to defraud us innocent people with a lot of crazy relatives.
There's...
What was that?
That's from Amos and Andy.
Okay.
You don't know Amos and Andy. You're too young to remember. Probably Richie's too young to remember.
Oh, my God. You and your Amos and Andy.
Some people might want to turn your microphone up so we can hear you because we can't.
You don't want to hear that.
Amos and Andy were a classical part of the stage, and they're a very interesting cultural thing that's studied a lot in colleges these days, depending on your point of view. You did?
I did. That's how I know who they are. Yes.
Right, exactly. So Rich and his irrelevance because he thinks because he didn't, you know, it's something
you know
in
what?
The last 60 years. Or
I'm just uncomfortable with it, I think.
Because you're politically correct? You don't want to have a couple of white guys who are playing black guys?
I am not politically correct, but I've been trained by society to be uncomfortable with two white guys dressed up as two black guys making...
They weren't dressed up for the radio. They just were there. How is that different from Harrison Ford playing a Russian in The Widowmaker, the movie?
That's a great question.
Thank you. 800-510-8255. I thought it was a good question. Yeah, that's why I asked it.
No.
No, how is it different? It's not. Oh, wait a minute. All of a sudden, it's different.
How is it different? Here's how it's different.
The Russians are white, and so are we.
If Harrison Ford would have been portraying that Russian in a different perspective.
What different perspective?
If he'd have been da, who's, more vodka, give me more vodka.
He was doing
that. Oh, the Rusky buddies, you know, then maybe the Russians would have been upset or something. I don't know, but it's just...
You're just becoming a patsy for the...
I absolutely am.
We're all becoming patsies for the politically correct crowd. That was funny.
For everybody.
That was fun. You know what? As a matter of fact, I feel like playing it again.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Oh, you were playing that. Oh, my God. Thank God we don't have that stuff. Hey, I saw Garrett.
What do you mean, thank God? Garrett Morris on that show last night?
I saw Garrett Morris on he's on a new show, whatever it is, last night, new sitcom last night. And I thought back to the days when he was just the kind of like the black puppet on Saturday Night Live. All right, we need a black guy so we can make fun of black people type thing. And I was just like, oh, man. And then I watched.
Letters and the Kingfisher's wife is no different from anyone else.
This
the morning
is about
mail
the
a letter to the Kingfisher's home.
George,
ain't that a wonderful letter? My sister in Philadelphia is inviting me to come over there right away and spend the entire summer with her.
Yeah, the United States Mail is a great institution. They do a lot of good in this world. Just think, for 3 cents, something wonderful like this happens. Where can you get a bargain like that?
On the mailman's second round this afternoon, he drops another letter at the home of the Kingfish.
George, I just got a letter from my brother Alonzo, who lives in North Carolina. He's coming up here and wants to spend the summer here at the house.
The quicker the government closes up the United States mail, the better off everybody going to be.
All right, so anyway, like it or lump it, digest it, or dub it.
It's just study. It's like a college course.
Right, exactly. That's what it is. A course in life and reality. 800-510-8255-28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, all the buzz is about the upcoming Summer Games in London next year, but tickets are also going on sale for the Paralympic Games, which will take place the week after. Between August 29th and September 9th, the event will feature 22 athletic events. We're talking everything from judo to swimming, cycling, and wheelchair rugby. In fact, the games have grown so big that in the most recent Summer Paralympics, more than 4,000 athletes from 146 countries competed. This is the first time the games will be completely commercialized to the public, but ticket prices can't be beat. At least 95% of the tickets are under £50, or about $85. And 75% of the tickets are under £20. And this year, organizers have also created group rates and day passes that allow ticket holders to see several events on any one day. You can apply for tickets on the official website, Paralympics.org. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
My daughter's wedding day. Took some doing to get here. And that personal loan from OneMain Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
City Financial is now OneMain Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply. Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
From you to us and from us to you. Or maybe it's more important for us to send love to you than it is for you to send love to us.
Send us some love back. Like we need the love, too.
Have a little in both directions. Jennifer and Rich and Doug at 33 past the hour on the Good Day program. These air show crashes, a lot of people think when all is said and done, there will be indictments coming down and what happened in that air show in Reno over the weekend. The plane that crashed had been altered for the race. Some say it was doing 500 miles an hour when it hit the ground. I don't understand. I suppose it's like anything else. Somebody described it as NASCAR in the air. Did you hear that? I'm just wondering.
I would think it would be cool to go to an air show.
Yeah. See, I think no good comes at air shows. Yeah. Because the only time we ever hear about them, there's some tragedy.
Crash, right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's what people go to see, though, isn't it? You tell me that the reason folks go to the NASCAR races is because they want to see the crash.
Yeah, but let me tell you the difference. At NASCAR, you think there's going to be this horrific crash, and a guy gets out and walks away from it. In an airplane show, nobody's walking away.
Yeah.
So, no, they don't go to airplane shows to see the crashes.
Sort of reminds me, I actually did fall into the crack last night and watched 2 and a Half Men.
So
you did?
And
what'd you think? You guys are such suckers.
The reference to the dustbuster and the ashes and stuff I thought was hilarious, actually. And Ashton Kutcher, I thought, was good, which you would expect. I mean, you didn't expect anything to be bad.
I was a little disappointed in Ashton Kutcher. He was basically playing the character that he played on that 70s show where he was just stupid.
That's what he plays in every movie.
I know.
That's his thing.
I know, but he could. I was a little disappointed. Now, but here's what I thought was great about it.
I saw your post last night. Ashton Kutcher played the dumb guy. What else do you expect him to play?
He's smarter than that. But here's what I thought was so awesome about it. John Cryer manned up and took control of that show. That guy is the lead of that show, and he was able to do it.
Is he getting? I think he's only getting 800. Listen to me, 800,000 an episode.
800,000.
And Christian's getting a million.
Yeah, Jen, you weren't around when that first, when that show first started. I was sitting at my desk, in my office, and I got a call, and I get calls all day long. We want to get this guest on your show. We want to get that guest on your show. So I get this call, and you know, and it says, you know, hi, you know, looking for Rich McFadden at the Doug Steffen Show. And I'm like, hey, this is he. He says, hi, this is John Cryer. And I'm like, hi, how are you doing? And he goes, you might know me better as Ducky from Pretty in Pink. And I'm like, Ducky? And he said, yeah, I have a new show starting, and, you know, just trying to get the word out about it. Can I tell you, he and Donny Osmond are the only guys who've ever picked up the phone and just called and said, they're out there. They're really working at it. They're just genuine, honest mm-hmm. people. And for this guy, that show to potentially fall apart and him just to man up and just stand up and take control of it like that, I thought was cool. Yeah. Very cool.
I have a lot of respect for him. He's a hardworking guy.
He's a great guy.
Anyway, so that back to the airshow crashes, because that's really what we were talking about, not the first night of Two and a Half Men.
Something shiny.
Right. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you to think about this and whether or not new safety regulations ought to be put into place for these air shows. A, yes, they're too dangerous for the pilots and for the spectators. B, maybe, depending on the results of the investigation. Or C, no, these were rare accidents and these kind of air shows are usually safe. So if you had to pick one of those, Jennifer?
I'm against air shows.
Against them.
I
Would
really
you like
am.
To have legislation?
Yeah.
More government?
I think I need to create my own answer.
I mean, it seems like in the past 5-10 years, we've heard about one air show disaster a year, haven't we?
At least.
And we know that there are, I mean, there's air shows all over the place.
So where's the government? Why hasn't the government stepped in to stop it? What's the problem?
There's no money to be made.
Yeah.
They can't tax somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, so that's the poll for your interest. Now, to go to yesterday's poll, which speaks to what we were just talking about a moment ago, will you watch Two and a Half Men or the Charlie Sheen roast? I did not watch the Charlie Sheen roast because I couldn't. Was it on Comedy Central?
Comedy Central,
it
yeah.
It was, okay. I forgot what channel that is, and so I just went to sleep. Anyway.
you were concerned.
Right. 45% of you who went to our poll place, and that's thousands of people every day, neither. In other words, the question was, which will you watch? The answer, D, neither. I'll be watching Dancing with the Stars. 45% of you said that. 35% of you said you'd watch Two and a Half Men. 10% said you'd watch The Roast. And 10% said, whatever else is on, I'm watching that.
Mm. So that's how that
shaped up. So, listen, I don't know where you go. A lot of people are trying to bring this air show thing into a point of it being a discussable topic or a discussable conversation. Where do you go with it? It is a tragedy. They seem to happen frequently. Why do we have them? Why do you support them? And
it's
so,
such a boy thing. This is a man thing.
Boy and children thing.
Yeah,
a man thing.
Kind of like John Denver thinking he could build his own plane and fly it. And then, you know, when they do, and then they get up there, and then they're racing around and trying to show off, and it's just, I don't know.
You have no interest in it, huh?
No interest at all.
Wow. I think it's cool. I actually went up in one of those. I went to one of those shows and flew in one of those Navy biplanes, you know, with the two wings.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's fun, but you got to, when you're up there, you do think, what if this thing drives straight into the ground?
Adios, muchachos.
Yeah, right.
All right, so up next, here's
one
something
I'd wished he had.
That is, what?
They can get you sick, man.
Oh, yeah. I had I remember when Brian Redman, who's a great English race car guy, took me around the track in West Palm Beach at 186 miles an hour.
Wow.
I didn't have a helmet on, I didn't have a seatbelt on, and I blew my lunch.
You did? You totally
I absolutely blew my lunch. He took me around the Moroso racetrack in Palm Beach County. I went around and around and around and around and around, and I was so sick. I thought I was, like, something was flying, and it wasn't me.
Was he laughing at you? Yeah. Those G-forces on your stomach, you're not used to that.
Oh, God.
Pilot of this biplane, old guy, old Navy pilot.
Yeah.
And cool guy.
Somebody that looks like Scott, who's the actor?
Scott Glenn.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So he said, how fun do you want it? I said, real fun. Right. And he said, how fun. And I said, see if you can get me sick.
Ah, great.
Oh, you guys are dumb.
Yeah, really.
Again, boys.
He came close,
what
man.
What a genius. That was great, Rich.
He went up and did a stall, and then that plane just fell over. And then he went into a roll, and I thought I was going to lose it. But it was fun. It was
okay. Cool. Up next, a discussion of what the FDA is set to do if you don't take some action. This is call to action time on Good Day. If they have, I'll give you a hint. If they have their way, I'll be reading none of these commercials. For example, the one that I'm about to engage in, the conversation of that free trial for ageless male. If the FDA has its way, these commercials will all be gone because they're going to ban all supplements. The latest deal from your friendly administrator and administration.
Now protecting you.
Yeah, they're going to protect you from yourself. So in the meanwhile, I better get this in fast because I might not be able to do this anymore after today. The essence of ageless male, which is a natural supplement that's shown to raise your testosterone level by 61%, maintain healthy, normal levels of testosterone that help you feel energetic and happy, and it's better all the way around. You get better rest. You really will notice the difference. And the cool thing is it's a risk-free deal. You call 800-864-4031. That's 800-864-4031. And get the ageless male. Try it out. See if it doesn't do improvement-wise to your body what you know, maybe you want to be back to feeling like you did when you were in your 30s, if you're beyond that point. If you're not, the thing to remember is that when you have children, you lose your testosterone. And that's really one of the things, the story that came out this week that you've heard people talking about. The more children you have, the more your levels of testosterone drop. Fear not, however, because the answer to fix that problem is this Ageless Male product. Free trial at 800-864-4031. So if I've described you in any way, shape, or form even close to that, and you're not willing to do it, perhaps your lady would like to have it because she's noticed a change in you as well. You got lower energy, more fat, not interested in that. So as your levels keep dropping because you have more children, here's the natural way to boost your testosterone.
By the way, that's why I adopted.
Yeah, good for you, Richie. 800. 864-4031.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Friday marks Global Beer Responsible Day, a day dedicated to promoting responsible drinking around the world. To commemorate the occasion, more than 1,500 Anheuser-Busch employees around the U.S. will leave their offices for the day to visit bars, restaurants, and grocery stores to promote the use of designated drivers and the responsible drinking message. Kathy Casso, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility for Anheuser-Busch.
For three decades, Budweiser has been leading the way in promoting designated drivers. Our programming to encourage responsible drinking takes place all year long. But on September 23rd, our employees are making an extra push to spread the message with the support of wholesalers, retailers, and many other partners.
Research shows that 64% or 141 million American adults over the age of 21 have either been a designated driver or have been driven home by one. To pledge to be a designated driver, visit Budweiser's Facebook page.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
I was just telling them about my dental surgery and involved a razor blade.
That does not sound like fun, man.
No, it totally hurt.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so the Food and Drug Administration, an arm of the United States government, has issued proposed mandates that represent the greatest threat to the supplement industry since back in 1994 when Bill Clinton took a shot at it and got shot down. But this is a different bunch now, and they are more strident, shall we say. They're more interested. They're more able, it would seem, for whatever the reason, to get into your face, control whatever it is. Every bit of your life is changing, and I feel it, and you feel it. So anyway, the FDA has started to bully people. There was the reason it didn't work in 94 is because there was a massive revolt. You know that about 64% of the people in this country take some form of supplementation every day, some more than others. I've made it no mystery. I have about 30 different supplements. I take mostly standard processed stuff because it's food. It's food-based. Mm-hmm. And it's good for me, I believe. And I think
you feel better, make a
good case. So anyway, the FDA has just issued sort of what I would describe as draconian dietary proposals. They want to regulate what they call, quote, new dietary ingredients. All right. Let's see here. There's a website you can go to that is hosted by a fellow that I read from time to time called Dr. Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. And as a matter of fact, you don't even have to go there. You can go to DougStephan.com because we have headlines from today's show has this story in the first position because we think it is that important for these oppressive rules that have been suggested to be in your face. If you want to prevent the FDA, isn't it? It's so tiring. Every day there's something new, some freedom that wants to be taken away. Somebody sent me an email, and I actually tossed it. I deleted it, but I'm thinking of going back and getting it. It's a timeline of things that have happened to our country over the last 200 years and what the timeline has been of all the great countries in the world, about 200 years. They go up, they go down, they disappear. I don't want to think that that's the case with our country. I want to think that we are different and that that isn't our fate. But when you see all of this stuff day in and day out, if you're a small business guy like Richie is and Jennifer is and I am, we all have businesses. In addition to being on the radio, we have businesses. And, you know, never mind all of the class warfare stuff with the taxation of the rich. Nobody seems to want to get around to talking about getting rid of the tax system, except all the callers to all these programs. If you listen to the callers that are coming in across the board, whether it's a right or a lefty that's hosting the program, yesterday I listened to two different versions of the same conversation about the, you know, taxes for the rich, yada, yada, because there's a progressive station in Boston and there are obviously a couple of conservative stations. And the callers were all saying the same thing. Didn't make any difference whether they were left or right. They just think that the proposals are a band-aid. Fix the real problem, which is the tax system.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the government itself, the FDA gets its power from being able to create circumstances where they can charge enough in fees and stuff to keep themselves going. That's the danger point. All of these agencies that are now able to charge fines and fees, the more fines, the more fees they levy, mm-hmm. the more people they can hire to go chase you around. That's what they are. They're like a business. It's like a self-serving business.
Have you ever been into the FDA building in Rockville, Maryland?
No, driven by it, but never been in it.
Massive.
Really?
It's got two different sides, and you get – I used to have some friends who worked in there.
Yeah.
You can get lost in this building and not be able to find your way out of it.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, what the FDA is saying, and if you read this article at DougStephan.com, you'll get the gist of it. Any new dietary supplements must be regulated like synthetic food preservatives are regulated. The guidelines have modeled the safety thresholds, which are pretty outrageous, the same as food additives. Now, this is in direct violation to a law which was passed by Congress in 94 after Clinton tried to do the same thing. Everybody got so upset that Congress changed it. When did the Republicans didn't come in? Was it 94? The election of 94 when the Republicans took over, right?
Yeah.
So this was done even before the election because that change wouldn't have taken effect till 95, right? The new Congress wouldn't have been seated till 95. So the Democrats were in control and they passed this thing. So if you would like to have more information about this, dietary supplements, could be banned if you don't do something about it. Check out the story under headlines from today's show at DougStephan.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Time for our technology tailor. Does your company spend a lot of money on social media? If it does, maybe it's in sync, maybe not. Alex Goldfain, who is here as the technology tailor, has the results of a new study that questions the effectiveness of social media. We'll find out what the story is right here in a moment on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A couple of very interesting studies came out last week on social media use for companies. First, the consulting firm Bain & Company found that socially engaged customers, these are people who interact with brands on social media, spend between 20 and 40% more money with those companies. However, a Gallup study found that social media doesn't really help companies develop new customers. Further, the Bain work found that the average Facebook user follows just 7 brands. That's it, just 7. Now, some companies are spending millions of dollars on their social media outreach. Entire agencies with hundreds of young staffers have launched specializing in social media. Here's the thing. Nobody really knows anything about social media business results yet. I believe it should have a place in a company's marketing arsenal, but I think social media should be a small piece of what companies do. The results and the ROI just aren't there yet, and they may not ever be. I'm Alex Goldfain.
That's pretty interesting, huh? For those of us who are trying to use
the
that business wise.
Sure, I agree with that one, Alex.
All right, well, that's he's done the study and you haven't, Rich. However,
let's arm wrestle.
Yeah.
There you go.
Today, a lot of resources are available to help your small business grow and stay in the black. Kendra Johansson has more on some of the tools you can use to give your small business enterprise a big business edge.
In today's confusing economic climate, few things are certain. Yet we know small businesses are and will continue to be the engine that pulls our economy forward. Small business expert and columnist Steve Strauss says small business owners can continue to find success by learning, sharing, and connecting with one another.
Social media is here to stay, and small business owners really need to jump on the bandwagon. Social networking sites aren't just for marketing, by the way. They provide opportunities to connect with and learn from other small businesses.
Strauss says not all small business networking sites are created equal.
I just became a contributing writer for Bank of America's Small Business Online Community. It's a place where all small business owners, regardless of your relationship with Bank of America, can network, learn and connect with other small business owners and from experts.
For more, go to smallbusinessonlinecommunity.bankofamerica.com. That's Business Sense from Bank of America.
So that's pretty much, you know what I like? Equal opportunity
equal
on both sides.
This is a fairness doctrine here, people.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. As the, oh, my God, look at this. The new year approaches. Please, I'm going to choke
true.
On that. The country is going to be saying goodbye to something many may consider as American as apple pie. Americans can expect to see changes in the way we light our homes and offices. Bobby Owens sheds some light on this right now here on Good Day.
It's lights out for the standard 100-watt light bulb. The Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007 mandates manufacturers stop producing these bulbs, which waste 90% of the electricity they consume by this January. Stephanie Anderson is a lighting expert with Sylvania.
Phasing out the 100-watt light bulb is an important step to becoming more energy efficient as a nation. Now's the time to consider one of the new lighting choices like halogen, compact fluorescent, or LED bulbs. They light your home just as well as traditional bulbs and can save you money in the process.
Anderson says many consumers may be surprised by the versatility of their newer bulbs.
Halogen and LED light bulbs offer consumers the benefit of better lighting for their money. They produce light more efficiently and without mercury. Choosing a variety of energy-saving light bulbs around the house can save the average American household hundreds in their annual electricity costs.
For more information about making the switch, go to Sylvania.com. That's Newsbreak from Sylvania.
You know, I'm not sure I really agree with that premise and my experience, and I'm not one. I mean, have you all found the LED bulbs to be not as they are described?
Yeah, none of the bulbs are.
No.
The halogen light. I like the halogen lights. But the LED ones are. They don't last for beans.
Yeah, not at all.
No, and they're expensive as hell.
They are. But you change them all the time.
But you know what grubs me the most here? The fact that the Independence, what do they call it? Energy Independence Security Act.
Yeah.
Mandates manufacturers stop producing these bulbs. What? More government. More of it. Not in your best interest. 59 after on Good Day.